Exercise 1. James Wilkie and Galen Bodenhausen of Northwestern University decided to investigate whether there was any psychological basis to the ancient belief that odds are male and evens are female. They showed respondents randomly assigned pictures of the faces of young babies, each next to a three-digit number that was either odd, 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 or even, 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 and asked them to guess the baby's sex. This experiment sounds absurd, and it would have been forgotten had it not achieved a striking result. The choice of number had a significant effect. Respondents were about 10% more likely to say that a baby paired with odd numbers was a boy than if the same baby was paired with even numbers. Wilkie and Bodenhausen concluded that the Pythagoreans, medieval Christians, and Taoists were right. The ancient cross-cultural belief that odds are associated with maleness and evens with femaleness was supported by the data. They were unable to explain, however, why odd is masculine and even is feminine, rather than vice versa. James Wilkie and Galen Bodenhausen's experiment confirmed the ancient belief that humans tend to associate gender with odds and evens.